there's so much to learn about birds. Did you know that baby birds can develop a heart structure on their beak that is called an ectus? This is what helps them break through the hard eggshell when they are ready to hatch. The eggs will fall off a few days after the bird hatches. It's kind of like when we lose our babies. Do you think there's a bird chaser? That would be pretty interesting.
Did you write this?
Well, you've never heard of the stonk market?
Never heard of this. Do you not play the stonks? That's pretty foolish. You.
That's how you make your money, you know, playing the stonks. big bucks.
Yeah, it's a bull market. Get in the stonks.
If President Tampon gets impeached, do you think
the tromps
are going to go down?
I don't think so. I feel like they're... it's an interesting question. I think that the stonks are in need of a depression anyway.
Ooh.
This feels like it's on the timing is lining up.
Yeah, but this is what always happens, is like the fucking Republicans mess everything up.
And then
the Democrats come in and fix it, and then the Republicans take credit for the fixing.
And blame the Democrats for the mess.
And that is the perpetual cycle of the stonks.
That's how the stonks work.
So.
And then the Democrats don't say anything about it. They're like, well, okay, we'll do it again.
Right. Have you guys speaking
of... That was a good Elizabeth Warren.
That was a good Elizabeth Warren.
I love Elizabeth Warren.
I was like a deep...
hater?
No, I've never been a hater of Elizabeth Warren, but I was... I was actually a supporter of Elizabeth Warren. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is DigiReddit, a weekly subreddit weekly podcast about the internet. But wait, right at the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day.
Want to get that intro in so that I don't have to edit around the stonk talk, because we know that that's why people are here.
Listen, stonk. We're a stonk pod, okay?
Tips, tricks, and trades.
For the stonks.
For the stonks.
I was an Elizabeth Warren stan, if you will.
Yeah.
But I'm back to the Bernie. I'm back to the burn. I think the worse our world gets, the more I'm like, we need a fucking Bernie.
Bernie. You know, I love them both. And I hope no matter who pulls ahead, which it'll probably be Bernie, I hope they do a joint ticket. Like, I hope she does VP for him then.
You're a Dick Cheney guy down there, right?
Me. I like oil and wildcatting. Those are my two big stances. Wrestling, really wildcatting, and big oil.
Wildcatting and big oil.
Whoever has the biggest defense contract, is wildcatting, that's who I
think wildcatting is getting big oil while wrestling.
I think so.
I think it's...
You're right.
It combines both my loves.
Yeah. Yeah. We're literally inventing phrases as we speak on this podcast.
Wildcatting?
Stonk is a thing, but I don't know. Yeah. I thought it was a character. I don't think it was or maybe it is a...
It's a meme of a guy. I just Googled it, and it's like that weird smooth face man.
Oh, yeah.
And he's in a suit, and it just shows like a generic stock market.
Yeah, so it is a stonk.
Yeah,
the stonks. Oh, stonks are good right now. You know what would be really interesting? Hmm. Let's paint a dystopian future world. In the same way that there was a currency, there was like a cryptocurrency for Pepe, I think.
Oh, wow.
At some point. And it'd be really interesting if the stock market crashed, but the stonk market we had to end up using actual stonks that became a measurement of success or a measurement of financial dexterity that we had to start using because the stock market crashed.
I own one stonk of Chevron.
Well, it's like Bitcoin. I mean, Bitcoin, if you had a couple Bitcoin, you get...
Pepe Cash.
That's what I was talking about.
Look at that amazing seal.
Pepe Cash is an interesting thing.
Wow.
Anyways, very cool. So what was that? What I was saying about the Elizabeth Warren is, yes, so I used to be...
That she is a liar?
No. Well, I think...
She's gotten busted a few times with these little white lies, and you're just like, why, Elizabeth?
But does that even matter?
Compared to like Trump's size of... I see, this is what people do. You talk about one thing and then you want to like switch to the other. I'm just talking about her. I'm just trying to figure her out. Like, what's her? What's she like?
Right.
Like, why do that? Bernie right. doesn't seem like he does that, like, kind of.
No, zero.
No. Zero, which yeah. is why I'm kind of like, yeah, I feel like he's not, yeah. he's like telling more of the truth or something, which is really appealing about him.
Yeah, he's yeah. like, he's like saying more than he needs to.
Yeah, and, yeah. And, but then you kind of buy it. And right. a lot of, most of the other ones, you're like, there's something out, there's like a angle.
Right. I just think that everything is fucked right now. So I think we need somebody who's like as kind of petulant as Bernie Sanders to be our guy who can say like,
yeah, yeah, I want to see doing him it this way. In yeah, a yeah. debate. Like, yeah. I want him to be like debating. But
the institution
anger
does
now.
Not want him though, which is no. the fucking problem. So, which is why I think Elizabeth Warren is the next best option, because I mean, we cannot have Joe Biden. We
oh,
just can't.
God.
We can't have that.
Oh, Kooky Joe.
How much, like, do you
I was
think...
so into Uncle Joe for so long, and then all of a sudden, yeah. it just, his brand just
Woody Harrelson's
collapsed.
Biden impression on SNL is really funny.
Really?
Yeah, he just wears that. Huge, fake, teeth. White veneers, and that's it.
And he's like, trying to yeah. keep me in. And it makes his that's mouth amazing. Big and funny.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the front page before we get into the pot or the sub that we're going to talk about today, which... This is a good one. Who suggested this? You suggested this?
Yeah, I was doing some deep. I use a. We'll put it on our sub. Maybe it's just called Trending Reddit. It's like a subreddit of trending subreddits.
Nice.
But there's like thousands of suggestions, and a lot of them are sort of flavor of the day cat stuff. But you got to kind of dig through, right. and then you'll find a couple interesting ones. And I don't know. That's where I keep turning back to when I feel like we're hitting a dry pussy spell, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We know it's funny because when I think when we originally started this podcast, we had the ambition of covering every subreddit, which would sound like pure torture.
We're doing it, but it would be impossible.
We uncover new ones all the time, which is great because there's so many out there. But let's talk about the front page first. So. Have you guys listened to the Edward Snowden podcast yet?
No.
Edward Snowden was on Joe Rogan. And it's kind of, it's funny because Edward Snowden has always been, he's pretty, how do I phrase this? He's like a relatively neutered interviewee, you know yeah. what I mean? Like he's pretty, you know, he knows what he's going to say. He's got an agenda when he says it.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Rogan is a little bit more free flowing. So you kind of hear a little bit more of Edward Snowden's personality.
Oh, that's
kind of
cool.
And what he says is really interesting and important, of course, but he's kind of a douchebag. But he just like has a little bit of a like nerdy arrogance to him that I think is acceptable because
yeah.
he's Edward Snowden.
I buy it when he talks and
for sure.
And
yeah.
I feel like he's not, like fluffing anything.
No.
And he's actually as smart as he seems.
For sure.
And then he's telling you what he actually did.
Yeah.
And so it feels believable.
Oh, for sure. I don't listen to it and I'm just like, come on. But I do listen to it and I'm just like, God, this guy's if I was like friends with him or if he was just like somebody that I saw at a party, I'd be like, this guy's the worst.
Yeah, what would the 69 boys do to this guy back home at West Virginia?
Oh.
Down at the Sip and Suck.
Down to the Sip and Suck. Would have thrown whole bottles of tobacco juice at him.
Oh, Snowden, you loser.
But that's what we did to everybody. So. Yeah.
Well, if they walk past his books and walk away. Yeah. Leader of plebes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just picturing you guys on the back of like your lifted 1984 Chevy Silverado.
Right.
Just like the Sip and Suck, like under the fluorescent lights.
Exactly.
Just like, hey,
very
four
lost
eyes.
Boys.
Yeah. So listen to Kenny Chesney in the night.
Yeah. Yeah. Edward Snowden's like, is there Wi-Fi here at the Sip and Suck? I'm trying. Yeah, I'll give you some Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
There was an Onion article or just an Onion headline, but it was like, so people could be listening to this conversation right now, asked Joe Rogan, trying to understand Edward Snowden's explanation of surveillance.
That's amazing. It's fun. That's, oh, man, Joe Rogan is just such a goddamn anomaly, that guy. Like, he's so interesting because he interviews Edward Snowden, but like people, by his own admission, his attitude and his like public perception is still like an absolute doofus, which he makes no effort to correct because
right.
he like likes that brand, but he is also engaged in some of the most important conversations in our world.
That's the crazy part.
He's
leading the charge in the most important conversation.
Edward Snowden, the only forum. The reason that Edward Snowden went on is because Edward Snowden heard the Bernie Sanders one.
Oh yeah, and it's the only forum where that's going on
for sure. And it's really crazy. It's worth. I mean, people know he's an influential voice in media, of course, but I feel like he's still kind of like doesn't have the mainstream respect. You know what I mean? I feel like people
he gets labeled like in the news. He'll be like, right. Alternative podcaster Joe Rogan, or like they throw like a little shade on him.
Yeah, and it's really strange. And even my friends, I mean, I have a bunch of friends who are pretty intellectual people who just like
used to think were intellectual.
Well, right, but they completely reject the idea of Joe Rogan because
Reddit too?
No, a little bit, but like he just has. You know, he has this, like, he'll interview Edward Snowden, and the next episode will be an interview with, like, Ari Shaffir about fucking,
dosing, you know, Bert Kreischer with Molly.
Yeah, exactly. So
that was, like, a whole episode where Ari dosed Bert, and everyone was, like, upset.
Right. Well, it's fair.
And Ari's just like, it was hilarious.
Right.
And that's, yeah, you're right, this whole episode.
But it's just amazing. It's an amazing testament to the ability to have multimedia personalities, you know what I mean? Because he's, lest we forget that he's also one of the world's most valuable commentators on mixed martial arts.
And comedy.
Yeah, it's just wild. He's a gem. He's a truly one of a kind person.
If he was too polished, he couldn't do what he does.
No, of course not.
And if he was, you know, he's kind of in this perfect, on accident, this perfect space.
Right. Exactly.
To he swings both ways. Exactly. Always.
What else is happening on the front page? So, I mean, the Snowden interview, just to close the loop on that, I think it's worth a listen. I don't want to demean Edward Snowden, but it is interesting because I had a thought last night when I was listening to it, and I haven't finished it yet because it's a Joe Rogan podcast and they're, you know, they're millions of years long. But I did think, wouldn't it be crazy? It's one of those things where the Edward Snowden story, like, I think there are a lot of aspects that are incredible, you know, like not credible, but not credible. Like, we don't believe him. They're like, I can't believe that this is a thing. Right. And I thought last night, I was like, wouldn't it be wild if this wasn't true? And this was like a long fabricated story, or like he was, you know, like he was working
Snowden
for the government.
Story?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
I don't think it's. I don't think it's not true. I think it's an interesting.
I haven't listened
thing,
to the podcast
right?
yet. I've read about it. So that's like the one I'm very excited about listening.
What's
to.
What's the movie with?
Are you talking about his Area 51 stuff?
Well, all of it. I mean, just like it's just all the things he says. It's hard to not be like, wow, this is wild. What if this is or isn't true? You know what I mean? He's just the one person with all this information, which is just fascinating. Anyway, dog, sorry we cut you off. What were you saying?
No, it's okay. I'm trying really hard to remember the movie that I can't even remember the fucking actor, but basically what I'm getting at is
Jake Gyllenhaal?
No. It's like, what if Edward Snowden was just like created by the media as like a character?
That's kind of what I'm saying. Right? That's kind of that's an interesting thought that like
Ben Kingsley was the guy
Ben
who played
Kingsley.
Like an invented villain in the movie
Fog of War,
Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3.
Yes.
Is that actually the movie?
I think so.
Rise of the Gross Box Office.
Yeah, that is it. So he was like, he had like a whole persona of this scary terrorist, and then it turns out he was just an actor.
Was that the real plot?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest plot.
I know. But I love the Iron Mans. Like,
I
just
haven't
got
any of them.
Really?
I just don't watch Marvel films. For no particular reason, I just like don't watch them.
I don't know why.
Get me
on this one though.
Okay.
I didn't either. Didn't have any interest, and then I challenged myself to watch them all, and it was really fun.
I know they're fun, and I get that people love them, and they are good movies.
Some of them are shit.
I mean, I like Deadpool.
And they're funny.
But I like Deadpool for a different reason. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I like
it. Show up in the Avengers.
I don't think it's in the same category.
No, it's not.
The other one.
Oh.
But I haven't seen Iron Man, haven't seen any of the Avengers movies, haven't seen any of that shit.
The Avengers movies aren't that great.
I'm also just like a fucking, I'm like a Batman guy. Like, I love the world of Batman.
Yeah.
So
you're a DC Comics guy.
But I'm not even like a DC Comics guy. I'm just like a Batman guy.
There's a rift. There's like a noticeable, the air has changed. Yeah, it's studio.
The tension. The tension is through the roof. I'm like pissed off.
Is there
Dog Boobs is getting like kind of fired up. She's trying to flip the table.
Is X-Men is DC or
good question.
Marvel?
I'm happy to announce it. Do not know.
Is oh, Marvel.
Oh, well, maybe I'm a little bit of a Marvel guy. Then.
X-Men. I didn't know that.
So I'm an X-Men boy. I'm an X-Men and Batman boy.
Interesting.
You're a real conundrum. You know,
you know what, actually? I'm an X-Men boy and I'm a Batman adult. Like, I got really into Batman as an adult.
Yeah.
I just relate so much to Bruce Wayne. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're very similar people. We have similar lifestyles.
It's true.
We like, make our similar money in similar ways. Yeah, so.
Challenges.
I haven't seen the new Joker, though.
Me neither.
I need to.
Have you seen the SNL Oscar the Grouch sketch?
No,
that's
no,
pretty funny.
They did a Sesame Street version of a real life gritty drama trailer that mimics the Joker trailer.
Like it's almost like frame for frame the Joker trailer. Only amazing. It's like Oscar the Grouch,
and it's shot like beautifully in New York City.
Would you do me a favor? Call me the Grouch. So
great.
Stupid.
They did a good job. See that.
Every once in a while, SNL still has. They still got a little bit of fucking.
Yeah, I still
a little
watch.
Bit of gunpowder in their gunpowder in their, you know, in their cannon.
Yeah, yeah, that one's a video, so they obviously like had the time to pull it off.
So what else is on the front page?
A
Let's
really
talk about.
Sweet Hong Kong update.
Okay.
It was a pigeon had gotten tear gassed.
Oh, I heard. Yeah, about this. I saw this.
Everyone's talking about this.
Everyone's talking, but it's
I did
like,
see this actually.
God damn it! Like the kid protesters are like. Right. Little bottle caps of water, like helping the pigeon. And I'm like, God, could this be more wholesome?
Right.
It's just like, it's so sad, obviously, but also it's like kind of heartwarming to see all these people like helping a little animal.
I wonder. So big news on the Hong Kong front actually is, and I know this is, it is too little too late, but Hong Kong has officially dropped the extradition bill.
Yeah.
So the extradition bill is no longer. So the original reason the protest started is kaput. So the protests are not going to stop because so much has happened since that I feel like there's just kind of irreparable damage between the citizens and Hong Kongians.
I think it's Hong Kongians.
I think they're
right, Doug Booth?
That's hard. Is it
Hong Kongers? I don't know. We sound like idiots even having this conversation.
Yeah,
so.
I don't even know.
What were you gonna say? Your face made strange shapes, Freed. What were you gonna say?
I was thinking that I know what you're saying. Like, we can't put the genie back in the bottle, kind of a thing. Like, right. We're out.
Mm-hmm.
We want the whole fucking thing.
Right.
Like, we want
totally
Hawaiian punch and the water fountains.
Yeah, because really, that was only their first demand. That extradition bill.
But I'm thinking, for their sake, is it better to pull back a little and be like, all right, cool. Now we're working together.
Right.
We're going to sort of slow it down. I don't know anything about how these things typically end, but it feels like maybe.
I feel like there's been too much like police brutality for anybody to be like, okay.
But that's quid pro quo, which is a hot term these days.
Yeah.
Yep.
Per protesting, right? I mean, you know, people are going to get fucked up.
But if you're a protesting group and you have five demands and the government meets one of them and then you're like, okay, cool. Then it's like, what?
That's bargaining, baby.
You got to at least get one to two
That's
more.
That's why when someone's like, what do you want for salary? I'm like, I want Thanos' rings.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's a little extreme. And I'm like, but I'll settle for 72. And then I get it.
You got to go high. You
got
to go high.
I mean, I think, I agree that it'd be nice to solve some of those things. But like the reality is like the fucking... Like the issue is that it started as we don't want this thing, and then it has since gone into police murdering civilians, massive injustice across the kind of administrative hierarchy of Hong Kong, and now people in Hong Kong are just like, we can't, no, you guys, we've seen your true colors.
Yeah.
We can't pretend that you aren't like that, and it'll just generate more tension. So
totally. And it feels like in order to like mobilize such a huge group of people, there has to be this unrest before the extradition treaty or bill became a thing. Right. So I feel like that was the tipping point. But all this anger is still based in like how shady the police are.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the big issue I think that we haven't quite solved is the fact that the police have, you know, caused a lot of problems. And I think it's hard to, you know, if suddenly at this point Trump was like, okay, you can see my taxes, we'd be like, we don't fucking care about your goddamn taxes anymore, man. No. You've done all this other shit now. So I think that's kind of a similar situation to Hong Kong.
The only thing that could make people happy who hate Trump is if he get naked, walk through the town square like Cersei,
yeah,
and then measured his penis in front of everybody. It turned out to be 1 inch.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, we knew it.
But then he photoshops then, the ruler.
Yeah.
Instead of 12 inches, even though it's
just 12 inches.
Like, what the fuck?
That would be great.
That's a very Trump move.
My penis is 12 inches long.
This is a yardstick.
My penis is 12 feet long. Look at that ruler. Like, but Trump, it's as big as your. I can see your finger.
We can see everything for scale, and he's like, "Fuck you, look at the fake roar. News."
Look at the roar. Oh man.
Oh Lord.
I wish he wasn't.
And then, and only then, would people start to feel a little bit of relief.
This is also under trashy. There's a top of the past week for trashy. Apparently, this guy named Joey Saladino is running for Congress in Staten Island.
That's my cousin.
Yeah, right?
Joey Saladino.
Joey Saladino.
That's not Joey Salads.
Joey Salads is a professional.
It's Joey Salads.
He's a YouTuber.
Yes.
Oh, that's.
No way.
Yes. Oh,
he's Staten Island. Send me that link.
I don't have iMessage on my PC.
Oh, my God.
He's the YouTube douche, yeah?
Yeah. He said, spread the word.
He's the guy that does, like, makeout pranks.
I'm the only pro Trump candidate.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Joey Salads. H3. Has an ongoing, like, apparently kind of forever beef with Joey Salads.
Peed into his own mouth.
That's a very Joey Salads move. Yeah.
People are like, which one of these two pictures is going to be your official campaign picture, Joey? Like, you in a MAGA hat and swastika armband, or you peeing into your own mouth? Like, yeah. That's pretty searing.
I love that. That's amazing.
Back in my day, you used to be able to pee in your own mouth, and nobody took pictures of it.
No, that's nobody true. Took pictures
just,
of it.
It right. just was.
I know.
The best thing on the front page, the front page was a little...
Well, we're still in Hong Kong land right now.
We're still in Hong Kong land. A lot of Hong Kong. There's some Hong Kong stuff. I'm sort of just skimming over that because it's sort of a bummer.
And we got to do it justice on our part two or someday. Yeah,
that's right. Well, because we broke it and we will finish it. We'll fix it.
We broke it.
But 11 down, a memorial for the squirrel that ate through a wire that canceled class for 2 days.
My God.
Was paid for by the undergrad class. So apparently this squirrel busted some electrical wire, died in the process. Class was canceled for multiple days because they didn't have electricity. They pulled together like, you know, this memorial they built looks like it's at
pretty
least
serious.
$600.
Bronze, yeah. Bronze on granite, so.
Bronze on granite, and it's a little picture of a squirrel with a couple of like, the acorns they use on this look real, which leads me to believe that like the students place them there maybe every day.
It's like flowers.
It's like
the
flowers.
Equivalent of flowers.
Which is amazing.
God, people are so clever
people
sometimes.
People are so cool, and this is great. And I don't know, to me that on the front page, this is like the most Reddit thing.
It's the most Reddit thing on the front page. You know what's a trend I've noticed on the front page, which I think is very interesting, given that we were talking about Bernie? And
Hitler won haircuts? What are you?
Wait, what? Is that
what
a thing?
Now?
You know the haircut where people shave their head up high on the sides?
Oh, yeah.
And
slip back the middle?
Yep.
I was...
Oh, the Hitler Youth haircut.
I had to reference it the other day, and I Googled it, and then I saw that it's called the Hitler One.
Oh,
really?
That's what I saw from somewhere. And I was like, that's great. That feels like the right name for it, like the Hitler One haircut.
The Hitler One.
Would you look at that? You know what's...
nice, good name, right? Like,
it just sucks because it's a sharp-looking haircut.
Well... You know what?
I mean, not
Hitler
when it's
was a
like
sharp-looking
that.
Boy. So.
That's really fucking not cute.
The
you
Nazis
need to be blending it better.
Yeah, that's not blend.
That doesn't look good.
That's not blent well.
Yeah, that looks horrible.
Funny. I didn't know that. Yeah,
Macklemore made it very cool.
See, what sucks is that like it's a fairly cute-looking haircut, but I feel like most of these like at least prominent neo-Nazis are just these chubby fat boys. It just doesn't look good on them.
Well, you know, and the ones that aren't there's a lot that are, you know, like we're talking about what's the fucking who's the white supremacist guy, the really really douchey one?
Good question.
I mean, there's so many, but there's one main guy who's just a fucking What is his name? I'm on. Don't want your service, Washington Times, Post Times. You guys know who I'm talking about, though. He's like the prominent, the number one most prominent white nationalist.
Shithead.
But, yeah, but he has it, and it's always been one of those things where it's like, look sharp, just it, happens to be a goddamn monster.
Is this David Duke you're talking about?
No, David Duke is like the actual.
Apparently, Eric Trump got a Hitler Youth haircut back in 2017.
Of course he did. Richard Spencer, that's the guy I was thinking about.
Oh, yeah. I never would have come up with that.
So what I was saying about Bernie really quickly. So Bernie, I've noticed on the front page a lot lately, Sanders for president. There's always some posts on Sanders for president that make their way to the top. So it's very interesting because I think that there's similar to the last election. And I think a lot of people were like, I don't think Bernie can do what he did last election. But mm-hmm. we're starting to see that the
get kicked out by the Democrats.
Yeah, exactly. Get
win and then get removed.
How fucking insane is that, by the way, again? Like the more I reconsider that whole
happening
election.
Again,
it is happening again. But that whole election was
a shit show. Like it showed like, okay, the majority of Democrats want Bernie. Well, fuck you. The majority of Americans want Hillary. Well, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like every turn it was just like,
know what we're doing, people.
Yeah, we're
got a little bit of a plan here.
They're like, unfortunate that it had to be both the Democratic primaries and the national election that we had to show people their votes didn't count.
It's
but
fucking insane.
It's just the way it worked.
So Bernie, so Sanders for president is always a sub that seems to bubble to the top of the front page, and you know, I'm not entirely sure why. I mean, I obviously it's because people are really inspired and interested in him, and you have people like Chapo Trap House who kind of are the groundswell of kind of the movement, you know, that are heavy Bernie supporters. You have people like AOC. AOC has officially given her vote to Bernie.
Given her and her kidney, I think.
And her kidney.
So, which, you know, I mean,
Bernie's old and
she's very well liked and very kind of, you know, one might say radical, but I think that she's correct. I think she's like the right kind of person that we need.
I go with tubular myself.
She fucking, have you heard her grill the people in the fucking Senate, dude? Like you get her in front of people asking questions and she was fucking hammering Zuckerberg the other day.
I love that.
I know. And that's kind of what we need. But anyway, so she's giving her
smart.
Vote. So.
She knows that those are the most shareable clips.
She does. Well, she's very socially
she's
savvy,
very
but
savvy.
She also it just feels, is a good, she's a good fucking politician. She's what we want, you know?
I think people like the middle class working man or person
working day
likes watching those clips because it's like they get to pretend that they can like shit on rich white Zuckerberg for the moment, so you can kind of be her, and they get they are fun to watch for that reason. Like you kind of feel this
I think the age of respect for
age of computer,
rich,
age of computer, age of computer,
the age of respect for rich people, I think, is ending.
Yeah,
I don't feel like people. And granted, maybe it's because we're adults that are on the in kind of like very entrenched in the middle class, so we don't really.
The other thing you maybe you want to say is because we're poor. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Well, but you know, but I mean, fifth. What's the number? So 3%. There are 3 people in the United States who have half of the world's wealth, I think, right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think is what the number is. And
scarcity is man-made, y'all.
And so, you know, there's a reason. There's a very good reason why people that are poor or middle class or whatever kind of however you want to gauge it would dislike those people. It's because you know, also this is an interesting thing that I was revealed on the Snowden pod, which I didn't realize, but big defense contract for data server is in Amazon's hands. They have that contract.
Whoa.
So Amazon is holding all of the kind of NSA. I don't know if it's specifically the NSA, but they have the main defense contract for the server.
Amazon, Google, not as much Apple,
Microsoft yeah.
are kind of the new like Raytheon. What is the other ones?
Halliburton.
Halliburton.
Yeah. Totally. Blackwater.
Because, yeah. They're like the new big
defense. That's your boy. That's
contract.
Cheney's shit, man. That's your guy.
Well, you know, we met out in the Wildcat mud pits.
Wildcat mud pits. What else is happening on the front page before we start getting into Tell Me Fact?
That, I mean, yeah, I loved, oh, what I just sent you guys. I like to stick to the sugar crumbles of the front page.
Yeah.
Not so much the depth.
Yeah. I saw this one too. I didn't really understand this. I saw it while I was driving, so I didn't really have the luxury of looking at it.
This is a post 18 down. It says, I can't stress this enough how much of a great basket person I am.
This makes sense.
And so, there's a supermarket. This looks like it's in
Scandinavia. This looks
in London or Scandinavia or somewhere. And there's two stacks of baskets at a store, shopping baskets that you carry, and one of them's red and one of them's gray. And the red one has a sign that says, I would like to be assisted. And the gray one has a sign that says, I would like to shop my own. Basically, leave me alone. Don't come up to me and ask me.
That's great. Can I help
you? So you are essentially putting out this signal of what kind of shopper and person you are. If you're a little old lady who needs help getting stuff off the top shelf, you're going to pull that red basket. If you're a guy like Dog Boobs over here,
very strong,
who's strong, confident, quiet, tall, doesn't like to be bothered, you might take that gray basket. So I it's just like a simple, smart maneuver.
That is so smart.
And the workers probably like it.
Yeah.
And the customers probably like it.
Would you guys, would you pick gray or red?
I'm gray.
I'm gray.
Well, it depends on the situation. I mean, where are we shopping here?
CVS. Target. You're looking for like
CVS.
A specific kind of cough medicine at CVS. You know, there's a 50 of them, and you got to like kind of weed through for a while.
And you're like, fuck, I know I'm going to eventually need help. I'll try to find it, but I'm picking out the red one. So if anybody sees me, they can help me find it.
Or if you got extra time in your hands, you just want to be the guy who just like can chill in the aisle for a while.
Yeah. I don't particularly like shopping. I don't do it very often, but when I do, it's like catch up on podcast time, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm very rarely interested in communicating with other people, you know? I'm just kind of like in my zone, shopping at my own leisure. And, you know, if I need somebody's help, I'm going to find them and
ask
them.
Yeah, you know?
I'm with that.
I feel like there should be a similar thing with employees, where there should be like a little like I mean, I guess every employee is kind of like what you sign up for. If you're wearing a red vest, then you know to be asked. But some employees are not interested in talking. So.
Yeah.
Are you talking about, the way I heard it, which might be a great idea, employees wearing certain colored shirts based on their personality? Because there's a lot of exclamation
kind of, yeah. People, I guess that's maybe what I'm saying.
Exclamation point workers who are just like, want to chat, want to talk, want to be in your mix.
Right.
Then there's people that are just like, maybe I have social anxiety and I like to stay in my like cocoon and just do my spreadsheets. So fuck off.
Oh, I like to do my spreadsheets in my cocoon.
And
that's
so you
can
wear the gray shirt. And then other people can wear, I like color coding people's personalities.
I'm into that.
This is two steps away from
genocide?
Maoist China.
And, yeah, exactly.
Genocide.
I like sorting people by their specific races.
Here's the catch. There's only three choices.
Here's one more world news.
Go ahead.
Coca-Cola named most polluting brand in global audit of public waste.
I saw that.
Plastic waste.
Not particularly surprised. I am surprised that they would have let that news come out, though. I feel like that's they're so powerful that they are kind of the Bilderberg, you know?
Yeah. Like second year in a row.
So my fix for this was
Pepsi.
Pepsi Clear. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Well, obviously, plastic is so cheap and quick to produce that it's
and fun.
You know, like companies that
so
are
fun.
Trying fun. To make money. It is fun. I mean, you just, boom, there it is. Right.
There it is.
Any shape you want. but it seems like there's some kind of an invention that's yet to be created. Like if you could create a glass bottle that costs like a half a cent more than plastic, you get the cost down of glass, make it close to plastic.
Yep.
And then you marketed your company that way to sort of fill
like
in the cost gap that people are making a choice for glass over plastic. It seems like a company hasn't done that yet. And then I was thinking, if there was a store that was an all glass, like a no plastic store.
Right.
No plastics. That's our thing.
Right.
Everything in here is glass or recyclable, 100%.
Bicarbonate. Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
I don't know. I just like that word.
Buy more carbonites.
I know what you're saying, though.
It seems like there's a marketing opportunity.
Well, we talked about this briefly, I think, last week, or we've mentioned it, where you can only kind of beat capitalism with capitalism, right, at this point, unfortunately.
Tesla.
Yeah, and the way you solve it is, you know, there's when everybody's making these plastic bottles, if you can find a way and you can, like you said, you make your business predicated on this thing. I think there's something really, let's play this situation out, right? Like if you had, there's on one side, of course, it's like, you know, if I was Coca-Cola, I would be spending a lot of R&D trying to find a solve to the plastic problem, of course. But you know, in doing so, also trying to find something to patent that then you could own and you could obviously make more money on. I mean, that's the goal, right? Because
it's either going to be them,
problem, right?
It's either going to be them or us that does it,
right?
Because we both have a huge war chest.
Huge war chest. But you know, I mean, I think that there's a lot of the part of the issue is, you know, these companies are, you know, when you have, I mean, actually a listener, friend of the pod, Zaid, had sent me a text the other day. We were talking about, we were complaining to each other about capitalism, I think. And he sent something that basically said we have to stop the 3% growth expectation, which I was like, I couldn't remember if we had said that or if that was kind of original thought, but it's something I very much agree on, which is, you know, when shareholders expect a 3% growth, you're always going to be making plastic bottles because it's cheaper, and then you're not incentivized to make a recyclable thing.
Yeah. Right?
Maybe there's like, if your plastic bottle ends up in the ocean,
right,
as a company, obviously you didn't do it firsthand,
right,
but somebody threw it in there.
Yeah.
There's a tax,
the equivalent to a carbon tax for pollutants. Right. I think that's important. Right.
If your plastic bottle disintegrated because it was glass, went back to Sand Town, you know, again, your tax is
right,
equaled out.
I mean,
versus
the
cost.
I think about this specific problem a lot because I think that especially living in LA, there's just like a fucking insane amount of trash everywhere, and it's dirty and it sucks. And I think that
dirty is this city, right?
It's really dirty.
It's crazy.
It's really crazy.
See those California commercials, like, come visit us. We're a little different here. You're like, yeah, we are. It's full of garbage.
Yeah. Well, it's also like
we're filthy.
It's not atypical to so many other countries. I mean, it's atypical to Des Moines, Iowa, right? And fucking, but you know, if you go to Bangladesh, I mean, you're going to see a lot of fucking shit, right?
Don't put us on the Bangladeshi garbage scale. I just don't want to be there.
I don't want to be there either, but it's just reality. But I think a lot about like what, you know, between the homeless population and the garbage issue, there's a lot of opportunity to create systems that can help solve some of these problems with an exchange of money and goods, right? And try to fix some of this stuff. And I was talking to a friend, so I have this idea of being able to, if you can take all of the trash, any kind of trash, and press it into blocks, then you could kind of create literal building blocks of trash that then can be used for construction and can be used for for furniture and stuff. I think we've discussed this maybe before.
There's some materials that get
there are some materials like that, but then we talked about one of the big issues being a bonding agent, because not everything can bond, right?
What are we talking about,
like me?
Oh, you are our bonding agent.
You are
this podcast.
You are the podcast bonding agent.
Without you, bonding, this podcast is just a square of garbage that has nothing to keep it together.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just loose garbage.
You are the sausage casing of this podcast,
right.
Dog Boobs.
You're the animal intestine that keeps the meat together.
Wow, thanks.
Thanks. But
did you just do a sheep ba?
I did. Dog Boobs
nervous
is
Dog Boobs.
No, dog Boobs, like stereotypical girl voice. Thanks.
It's called vocal fry.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Vocal fry.
Vocal fry. That's what that is.
But we were talking about bonding agents, and that solution would be if we changed the way we make trash bags, which I thought was a really interesting idea, so that the trash bag itself, when heated, is the bonding agent. So
I like this.
You get all the trash, throw it, you have these very specific trash bags that you make, and then when you put it in a heating like a, something that, that requires an immense amount of heat, so a furnace or just something that presses extremely tight, then the trash bag itself serves as the bonding agent that keeps everything together. And I think, I don't know how to fucking make that, right? And I think that there's like an engineering thing to be done there.
I'm just the idea guy.
I'm just the idea guy. But that's the kind of thing we need to be able to do to solve some of these problems.
Yeah.
Are you looking for a coat because you have a bonding agent in your coat?
Oh my God, a bonding agent. Oh, fuck, yeah. Thanks. Oh. I'm shivering over here.
What a gentleman.
God, right on. Thank you.
That's how we do it at the Wildcat and Ranch.
God, love it.
I just moved that jacket yesterday to Land's End, and you know Land's End jackets are really nice.
Oh, whoa.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
But those are the kind of things I think we need to solve through innovation and capitalism, which this sounds contrary to my typical view, which is like, fuck capitalism, let's all live in anarchy and fucking in peaceful chaos, right? But that's, which is not really my view, but it's kind of my view.
Right.
But, you know, I think in the world that we live in, where fucking everybody, every corporation and our whole government and everything is so predicated, and global economics is predicated on the kind of American capitalist export. I think we have
basketball,
right. I think we have to come up with solutions that are in some capacity capitalism to be able to solve some of these problems, i.e. pollution, i.e. energy waste, et cetera.
That's my TED Talk.
Yeah.
I didn't need to go pantsless, but I chose to for the viral aspect of it.
Yeah.
But, it does seem like we're in an exciting time for garbage. I think we're kind of...
What a fascinating statement.
Exciting time to be garbage.
I would leave it all behind, all this, to get into new garbage, whatever that means.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean. You know what I mean, though, right? Like, it seems like one of those things where it's like it's such a massive problem that there's a lot of room for invention and innovation that I think that we need to... I don't know who... I mean, again, this is kind of the problem as you become adults. And I'm sure maybe our parents were like this, too. I have no idea, but like... You start seeing the fabric of the world and kind of seeing where the rips are and being like, here's how I think we could probably fix that, but not really having the schools or the skills or tool set to do so, right?
Education.
Well, it's education, but like I've got these ideas about chemistry, but I'm not a chemist. I don't really know how. I don't know what would be a bonding agent for fucking to bond to like basic aluminum and steel or aluminum and plastic and you know, bicarbonates, you know?
Yeah, man.
I'm going to fucking look up what a bicarbonate is.
You know what? We should make an app where it connects people with good ideas to the scientists who can make it happen.
We should.
We're just called Big Idea Days.
Yeah.
Bicarbonate. Yeah. In inorganic chemistry, a bicarbonate is an intermediate form in the deprotonation of carbonic acid. So I was right. Bicarbonate.
Hell yeah.
But you know what? We just don't have enough facts. I mean, that's the problem, right?
The problem with most of the things we talk about on this pod is that it's backed up by 100% fact-based content.
Right.
Never has that happened on this pod.
Right.
Which is why...
That's today.
We want to talk about facts. I was thinking about our pod and how... Most of the things we discuss are pretty well researched by our crack team of producers.
Well, we have a team of 30 to 40. I don't even know all their names, to be honest.
We just call it the newsroom most of the time. A lot of people are smoking.
That's right. Did you see that starter pack I sent you?
Yeah, it's great.
I sent a starter pack around all you listeners. That is a 60s scientist starter pack. And it's...
Oh my God.
Starter pack memes have been a nice...
Starter pack memes are insightful. That's why I like insightful. Them. Is they're like a really kind of... Sometimes you look at it and you go, oh, that is right. They're kind of like that. But then sometimes you're like, ooh, zinger. Clever. Right?
Good.
This is one of those. Right?
This is a good one.
Anyway, continue. So facts.
Yeah, so most of what we talk about on this pod is backed up by hours and hours, thousands of hours of research for the facts that we then discuss, like how we broke the Hong Kong story.
Right.
and
Trump presidency. We broke
Trump
that.
Trump presidency. We saw that coming.
Right.
And a lot of things. But that's why today we're going to talk about a subreddit called Tell Me a Fact.
Right.
Is the sub.
I love this sub. It's really interesting.
I love this.
It's great.
A fascinating idea.
And so what it is we can read through the rules here. Maybe, do you guys have the thing? Maybe Dog Boobs can help us with her.
I do. I have it up.
Are you not being able to text dog?
Yeah. Well, now that I'm on a PC, I haven't figured out how to.
You have to download the McAfee antivirus text software.
Exactly.
But that's the one where McAfee his chest grabbed on by that one girl in Belize. You guys still haven't seen the documentary.
No, did that actually happen? Does a Belize woman
There's a part of the story where he's been living in Belize and he's got this like harem of like, you know, they're like, it's really sad. There's just like poor local girls and he's like pays them to do like sex stuff.
Ugh, gross.
But the sex stuff the one girl's describing and you're reading in subtitles and it's like 2/3 of the way through the movie, so you're on your laptop and you're maybe halfway checked out.
Right.
And she goes like, yeah, he paid me to sit on a hammock with a hole cut in it and then poop onto his chest.
Whoa. He would land.
And you're like, wait, I got to rewind that. Is that
you're
what
like,
I just...
Hold on.
And like that was his thing. He would get pooped on by these girls and like through a hammock hole.
Cool.
What?
And you're like, well, this is the only takeaway.
What are we talking about? What does this have to do with facts?
McAfee.
McAfee. Yeah, of course. That's a fact about McAfee.
Anyway.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's the greatest.
He's the best.
So that's a fact. And you know what else is a fact? This whole sub.
Right. This sub is not just facts. The sub is propositions. And then the commenters will leave facts.
Yeah. And so the way it's proposed is tell me a fact about blank. And so somebody sort of asks, it's not a question, but it's just tell me something you know. And the reason why it's interesting is because I can ask, tell me a fact about what it's like to be a forklift driver. And then forklift drivers that just use a sub will come on and go, well, we run off natural gas. And you're like, oh, that's cool. Now I can go around the office at the water cooler and be like, hey, did you know? But the facts seem accurate, real, but also just inherently interesting because they're very unique.
That's really cool.
Let's do some rules.
The rules are fairly... Pretty kind of boilerplate for Reddit. I mean,
let's throw these rules out the window.
I mean, it's basically like all anything that applies to the Reddit kind of rule set also applies here. So, but you can also submit a topic using the format TMAF about blank, right? So tell me a fact about horse racing.
TMAF.
Horse, yeah,
that's great. Whatever. And then 47,000 fact hunters on the sub, and 7 here right now, 3 of which are in this room.
Right. Yeah, which is, you know, weirdly inactive. How long has this sub been around? Has this been around for a minute?
Since 2015.
Oh, it's nice. It's not. Oh, I have. It says 28 reading right now for me. So.
Mine says that's
a Snowden.
And
thing.
Then some of our the Snowden thing. Some of our friends here are educational, which are cute facts, I think. That one's actually a huge sub. Which, what is educational about?
I bet it is. Here's, cute facts.
Yeah, it's like cute facts, typical. Damn, that's interesting. Facts, here's a fun fact, and science facts. Oh. So these are, I don't know if wholesome is the right word as much as it's resourceful and kind of, this is one of those subs that is, it just kind of piques your curiosity.
Yeah.
Satiates your curiosity. You got one over there, dog. You seem.
I just
seem,
cheated and I went to the top of all time.
That's not
how
cheating.
Do you guys feel
it's
about
what we
that?
Do.
It's kind of what we do, but it
I
does
know.
Feel like you need to earn it.
I know.
It also like, feels, to save feels it. Like we're like spoiler alerting every sub we do.
I know that's true,
which is fine.
I'm gonna not do that one yet.
There's a lot of nuance in that. Conversation.
Here's one.
Go for it.
Here's one that I have that's dear to me. Mm-hmm. Tell me a fact about raves.
Oh.
I've never been to a rave, and my friend wants to take me to one at the end of the year. What should I know?
Whoa. Dog Boobs, any predictions?
I mean, don't take...
That's not really a fact, though.
Oh, raves are... No, I don't know. I've never
bring
been.
Bring your baby pacifiers?
Yes.
Is that still a thing?
Baby pacifiers indicate at a rave that you are down to have... Someone shit on your chest through a hammock.
Is that a fact? Can we cross-reference this fact?
I think that's true.
Well, oh my God, I knew it.
Let's ask our team of let's ask the newsroom.
The newsroom.
Newsroom of ravers.
Gotta walk into that newsroom and you're just like, guys, so much smoke everywhere.
Disgusting.
There are all these like old men from an old newsroom.
What would be a fact about raves that you would tell us?
Facts about raves. So, so you want me to go with my fact?
And yeah,
then
and then I
want to
hear some other facts. But
my fact would be, there's going to be a lot of people on drugs and and there will be people openly selling as well. I'm kind of trying to keep my, because this is a tough one, because you kind of want to judge the situation. You kind of want to be like, don't do blank, but that's not really what this is about.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
So here's one. So here's the top post. They are incredibly sensory stimulating. Ooh. Raver communities are generally full of some of the most wacky, creative wackadoodles.
Oh, great.
They put tons of effort into props and cool, flashy, and shiny shit to look at. Definitely not for those with epilepsy.
Ooh.
Absolutely not. Also, MDMA is Molly and MDA is SASS.
What's SASS?
I'm not sure, actually. Both are so much fun, it's illegal.
That's the best
that's true.
Catchphrase for drugs.
What's sassafras?
It's just another.
So much fun, it's illegal.
I know. Molly is more tactile and euphoric and also much rougher on the endocrine system the next day, which is true. Psychedelics and raves go awesome together. 10-10, I will totally do it again.
I love that.
So also, here's actually a good, just so we can do our little public service announcement here. Rollsafe.org. If you're going to take Molly, OP, take it safely.
Oh my God.
Because this is actually one of those things where people that are, you know, you go to a rave and sometimes you're like, if I'm going to go to a rave, I have to do ecstasy. Everybody does ecstasy at raves. And then somebody gives you a bad ecstasy pill and then you end up vegetative.
End up shaving your head.
Which is rare. I don't want to say that happens often, but you know, you're taking an illegal, non-FDA approved substance. So
they give you a checklist on
roll safe. Yeah.
That's really cool.
A lot of the mentions here, which it's tough because this person's like, I've never been to a rave. Reddit, tell me what I should know. And then like
that's the kind of the perfect place to ask that question.
It is, but not on this sub, I would think. I think there's probably other subs that would be helpful for that.
Yeah.
Because everybody here is like, drink enough water, you might die. It's nice.
Don't die.
Yeah.
I think it might be interesting too to do like the top or just like five or whatever of the topics that are asked on Tell Me a Fact.
Right.
Just to give people an idea of like sort of the general scope of what people are asking. So like the first one I'm seeing on top of all time is like, tell me a fact about the Netherlands.
Okay. Right.
Next one, tell me a fact about music theory. Huh? Tell me a fact about a disease or disorder you have. Huh? Tell me a fact. Tell me about an event in history that infuriates you. Tell me a fact about a popular serial killer. Tell me an Easter eggs and hidden paintings. Like there's so many of these that I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Which is why this sub is really fun because you can sort of curate your click based on kind of what you're into. I was drawn to this Easter egg hidden painting thing.
Right.
I don't know anything about art, but I feel like I want to be the guy who does, you know? I want you to think I know about art.
This is very cocktail party-esque, you know? Go to a cocktail party and someone's like, I like art. And you'd be like, but did you know?
But did you know?
Yeah. So tell me about some of these Easter eggs. I'm very curious now.
So the Easter eggs, we all know what an Easter egg is, guys. It's when the rabbit comes around. And So Easter egg is a hidden message in something. I think they're popularly designed from old video games from the 80s. There'd be like secret things in video games that the coders would put in. So this guy says his name's Radu 316, all sort of Caravaggio. He liked to include secret messages in his work. Only recently did we discover that the painting of Bacchus contained a tiny self-portrait hidden in the wine carafe. In David with the Head of Goliath, Caravaggio used his likeness again for the decapitated head of Goliath. Mm-hmm. According to the story, did you know that, Dog Boobs?
No.
He sent the paintings to the Pope to seek a pardon for the murder. And it worked, but Caravaggio died before getting this news. And I'm not sure if it was intended as an Easter egg or not, but The Magpie and the Gallows by Pieter Bruegel, am I saying that right?
Yeah.
The elder, there's a man hiding in the bushes taking a dump in the lower left corner.
Is that true?
My God.
Yeah, I mean, I'm clicking on the link, and there's a guy taking a dump in the corner.
Whoa. Wow.
That you might not have noticed.
Huh.
But man, and that's just one guy's post, right? So, and then the comments go from there where other people glom on and they go, this is great.
Wow.
Here's another comment section of other Easter eggs from other paintings. And then this just goes on and on and on with links to those paintings. The cool thing about talking about art is like you can easily link to the image and then like fact check them. Be like, it is true.
It's like, oh shit.
The Last Supper did have a woman in it, and that was Mary's, Jesus' girlfriend. You know, I watch the Dan Brown
movies. And I'm taking a That is so funny.
I've noticed that there is a lot. There's a lot of. I mean, there is room for jokes in this, of course. I don't want to say there's room for jokes. Like, you should take it seriously. But I was looking at one about fishing. It was like, tell me a fact about fishing, and it was like, if you know, to catch the bass, you must become the bass.
Mm. Yeah.
Which was kind of like not really a fact, but you know, that's charming. I'll take it. Where's the man taking a dump? Which corner?
Lower left. Oh, in the sub.
No.
Sorry. Did you click on the link?
Yeah. I'm looking at the painting right now.
Okay. Which painting are you on?
Gallows. I think Willow and the Gallows.
Yeah. The bottom.
Oh yeah,
left
there's the guy
corner.
Taking a dump. Yeah. Fun.
So cute.
Love that. Adorable. All right. So here's one I thought was kind of interesting. I haven't read this yet, but tell me a fact about a popular serial killer.
Ooh.
This is a dog boob special.
Ooh, dog boob special.
We can read a few of these probably.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer's last words. I don't care if I live or die. Go ahead and kill me.
Ooh. Okay.
And then they killed him.
He was then beaten to death at the age of 34.
So
cool.
I'm assuming not by guards.
No, it was by another prisoner.
Yeah. Really?
The commenter below. I share his birthday. Every year I always think to myself, happy birthday, Jeffrey.
Oh my God, why?
It's so weird.
Weird. Rodney Alcala was on a popular TV show called The Dating Game that he actually won. This was during the time he was actively killing women. The woman on the dating show who chose him refused to go on a date with him because he was creepy, and that probably saved her life.
Yeah.
Edward Wayne Edwards was on that show too.
Really?
He's another serial killer, which is bizarre. Were they looking
for... Why do they all have the middle name Wayne?
And double names.
Yeah.
Well, the double names thing is just probably a media choice, I would assume.
Edwards.
Right. They cemented H.H. Holmes in concrete when they buried him so that he couldn't get out and hurt any more people.
Oh, that's creepy.
That feels like the 13th floor not being a thing at the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, come on, it's dead.
Not really helping.
Maybe with a couple more.
Ooh.
Dog Boots has found her
love
niche.
This shit.
Dennis Rader, known as BTK, was an elder at his church.
He was also a Boy Scout troop leader.
He's a fucking doucher. Jeffrey Dahmer read neuroscience and psychology magazines during his trial.
Oh. Huh.
That's because didn't he eat brains? Whoa.
Yeah. I feel like I know a lot of these because of last podcast on the left.
Yeah, you know that's just so true.
Jeffrey Dahmer worked for years at the Ambrosia chocolate factory while murdering and feeding on young men.
That is so
feeding
gross.
On young men is not correct. He wasn't feeding on young men.
Kind of was.
That makes it sound like he was using them for sustenance, which is not really what it was.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Subway six incher or then, this young man's
he was
thigh.
Exclusively
and then the end of that sentence is there's bones in the chocolate.
Oh God, damn!
Which,
I don't mean to laugh.
It's not
like,
a fact. I don't.
It
think.
Ain't a fact. Yeah. But you never know, actually. Ooh, yeah, I found a tell me a fact about lucid dreaming.
Ooh.
You guys ever done that? Or like found yourself in a lucid dream.
I can't.
Yeah.
I'm going to predict here. Dad over there claims to be a lucid dreamer, and I'm going to be like, meh.
I'm a lucid dreamer.
I'm a lucid fucking dreamer, my friend.
I don't know. It sounds awesome, right? Like, you want to fly? Go fly in your dreams.
Yeah.
Tell
here's
me about
a fun
it.
Fact. Lucid dreams often occur when you tell yourself you're dreaming throughout the day. Once you actually dream, there's a chance that you'll repeat this, giving you control over your dream. It doesn't work 100% of the time, in parentheses. Okay.
It sometimes doesn't
work. When falling asleep, count backward from 100 and say, 100, I'm dreaming. 99, I'm dreaming. 98, I'm dreaming. I can't remember where I read that. It's been so many years, but it's supposed to help you have lucid dreams, especially if you wake up randomly in the middle of the night or whenever you're sleeping, then start counting backwards. I do it and it works. Not every time, but often enough.
You know what else helps lucid dreaming? Fucking mugwort, dog.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Mugwort.
Remember? Smoke mug. That's one of our catchphrases.
Smoke mug dream hard.
I have a bunch of mugwort at my house.
Dream fast, I think was.
Somebody, by the way, write, like, subscribe, and comment on iTunes and Stitcher and wherever. Somebody on iTunes commented on how much we talk about drugs. I think it's really funny.
I love that. Nice.
Our perpetual discussion on drug use.
Well,
mugwort is not a drug. It's like a Wiccan herb.
Yeah,
it's a Wiccan herb. Yeah,
I want to try mug.
I got some mug in my house, dude. I'll bring some.
Yeah, bring some mug next
week.
We're
biohackers.
Snort it, dude.
Yes.
We're not. Nobody's tried. Everyone's afraid to try it, to be honest.
I'm afraid because I don't particularly like having dreams.
Having like fever dreams is sort of what it is.
Well, wow. it's like it gives you. Let's go back down the mugwort.
You go down that. I'm going to do. Tell me a fact about
mugwort
landfills in the U.S.
Please do,
because we're talking about garbage. So in Virginia Beach, Virginia, there's a landfill which has been turned into a park. It's called Mount Trashmore, and it's actually really nice.
Mount Trashmore.
Wow.
Is that a joke or is that legit?
I don't know.
Hmm. In fact, they use giant fans with even bigger water tanks attached to them to control the smell for the surrounding area. The water is some kind of perfume-like mixture that smells good so you don't get stunk out of your town. Interesting. Landfills are bizarre, right? Just a pile of our own filth?
I don't know.
Interesting.
It's a good question.
It's not a question. It's a conversation starter.
Oh.
But it didn't work. It did not work.
I'm thinking about mugwort right now. Sorry. I'm trying to understand.
I know you're deep in the mug train.
It's
look at this.
Too much fact.
Tell me a fact about the fourth dimension.
Ooh.
Dog?
Tell me about the fourth dimension.
I don't even know what it is.
I don't either.
The same way that the 3D object casts a 2D shadow, a 4D object casts a 3D shadow.
What?
Well, are we all? The fourth dimension's time, I believe.
See? Are we three-dimensional shadows?
Maybe. One would say on the time.
We're God's three-dimensional shadow.
Ooh, I found a fun one. Tell me something. Or tell me a fact about something that could kill us all.
Mugwort. Yeah.
The top comment is water. Water poisoning is when you drink so much water that your electrolytes are diluted, sending your body into a panic and ultimately killing you.
Sounds awful.
Wow. That's kind of crazy.
That's one of those old frat games, you know, chug a bucket of water.
chug. Here's one. Tell me a fact about your favorite hobby.
What is your favorite hobby? You've got so many.
Oh, man. All of mine are work. I don't know if I have a hobby. I like playing video games. It's probably my favorite hobby. It's like cools my brain. So this is really funny. So tell me a fact about your favorite hobby. And then you see things like the top comment is baking is fun. However, it's more of an exact science. Baking is chemistry. Cooking is art, which is true.
Aww.
And then the next one is like vinyl collecting is expensive as fuck. Also true.
Wow.
Guitars can be divided into two broad categories, acoustic and electric. Mm-hmm. Within each of these categories, there are also further subcategories. For example, an electric guitar can be purchased in a 6-string model, most common model, or in a 7 or 12-string model. Fun. And then the person who
stopped listening for the record.
Okay. The person who originally made this post, the original poster OP, in their comment, it said, edit. So many of you shared a fact about your hobbies, so I'll share one of mine. I choke my friends for fun.
What?
And GIs cost a lot of money.
What?
That's really funny.
Okay.
Yeah. So
wow.
I love all these like baking is science, cooking is an art. Be like, cool, I'll share mine. I'm a murderer.
I love to choke my friends.
tell me a fact about tea and coffee.
Ooh.
Contrary to popular belief, the dark roast coffee actually has the least caffeine, while light roasts have higher traces. The longer you roast the bean, the more caffeine burns away. That's actually valuable.
That makes sense.
This is interesting because some of these are like, I don't want to say they're obvious, but you know, it's like, We don't know what people do or don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, some of these too, this is interesting because the internet is just a resource for all of this stuff. So if I was like, I want to know a fact about coffee or tea, I could be like, facts about coffee and tea. And then there's going to be some like Pop Sugar article that comes
out. Yeah, there will.
You know, 10 facts about coffee and tea, right? But this is nice because it's letting the community do that.
Yeah.
You're like kind of resorting to a different kind of resource.
Yeah, and it's making like learning a social thing instead
exactly.
of just like scrolling Wikipedia, which is still fun.
Let's go to babe.net.
Yeah, exactly.
Learn all your facts.
Tell me a fact about Eminem, the rapper.
Oh, from Detroit?
Yeah. Hey, that's a good one.
I mean,
He also gave Elton John and his husband diamond encrusted cock rings when they got married.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Whoa.
I know. I love that. Because he, like, back in the beginning of his career when he used the F word a lot, it was like, you know, Eminem's homophobic and all this stuff. But I mean, damn, if you spend a ton of money on diamond encrusted cock rings for Elton John and his husband, right, that's like a great way to start making it right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, he's a funny guy because his brand early on was so fucking toxic, but like that was the point, you know. It wasn't one of those things where you're just like, wow, Eminem is fucked up. It's kind of like, wow, the idea of Eminem and everything he sings about is fucked up. But then you get to know him and you're just like, seems like kind of a good dude though, actually. You know?
Right?
When he came up, he was young, and then eventually he became like a dad.
Yeah.
And just started, you know, when you're not 20 anymore, you're not like fighting the world as hard as when right. you're 43.
Yeah.
And like paying taxes.
Right.
I know. I feel like he cleaned up his act and like.
I think he like stopped drinking. And mm-hmm. That's what people do though.
I think he's sober. Yeah.
When you're 20 and you're like a rapper, you're like, I'm going to party hard.
Yeah.
And fuck you.
His,
So it's a natural progression. Like if he was still that same guy, you'd be like, I'm worried about him.
When was the last time you guys saw a picture of Eminem's daughter, Haley?
Oh God.
So on Reddit, because
she's like a
spitting image, right?
Well, she looks like him, but she's also a, she's like an adult woman now.
Really?
Yeah. She's like a beautiful, normal woman.
Oh my God. She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's very, very pretty. And,
Mom's spaghetti, dude.
Mom's spaghetti. And she seems very
look how pretty.
Yeah, she's very, very pretty, and she seems like she's
a
well adjusted normal teenager. Like there's no sign of her being like a celebrities' children, and especially someone like Eminem, for instance. You know, they can grow up to be kind of monsters,
kinda
right?
Fucked up.
Like she's 23.
Wow.
And
she's not doing and she's not seemingly going down the path of the Kardashians.
No, I mean, she went to fucking Michigan State. Like she's a norm. She's like just a nice, normal girl, which is pretty cool.
God, I love this.
Yeah.
Good job being a dad.
Hey. Well, and honestly, this is like
whoever raised her.
I think Eminem raised her. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I think he's like a
dude in the trailer park, dog. Dude.
Well, I remember, you see, my knowledge of Eminem is exclusively just the Lose Yourself song.
Me too.
So
in the movie.
Song, it was like, it was kind of up in the air about his daughter, you know, because he's on the road all the time. I don't know anything about his real life, though.
I think she was raised, I'm pretty sure she was raised by him.
Yeah.
Because my understanding of Eminem is he like lives in the suburbs and just like has a pretty quiet life, actually.
In like a big ass mansion.
I don't even know. I don't even think so.
Really?
Like, I think he's like a fairly normal, like normalized guy.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I mean, I would really love to see a documentary about him because he seems, I mean, there will obviously be one at some point, but.
It's just, and you know what it's going to be called?
Eminem?
Mom's Spaghetti.
Mom's Spaghetti.
Because that's where you come from, essentially, if you boil it all down.
Right.
First bowl of Mom's Spaghetti.
Man.
The Secret Service interviewed Eminem over threatening lyrics about Trump. This was posted 1 hour ago.
Oh.
Yeah. I've also never seen him smile. Ever.
Actually, part of his brand.
Oh, what's that guy got to smile about, dude?
That's true. Do you remember when, I think Borat the one that put his butt in Eminem's face at like the MTV Music Awards.
Oh my God. Yeah. Right.
I remember that.
Oh, Borat.
Yeah.
What a national treasure.
Oh, true national treasure.
Tell me a fact about boners.
Is that true?
Yep. It's hard to, first one from Chief Kraut. Hard to pee with one.
I mean,
and then the next guy says peeing is easy enough. Just not in a direction that is down.
I mean, this is true.
These are all facts. These are the facts we like to.
I mean, it's funny because like they're technically facts.
Yeah.
Like tell me a fact about life in small town America.
Ooh.
Not much traffic to deal with.
Well, yeah.
Neighbors tend to be friendlier. God. Things change very slowly. It's boring. There's nothing to do, so old ladies make life interesting through gossip and rumors. A lot of drama, but life is a lot simpler. All these are kind of facts. Yeah.
All those things you just read are the exact opposite of Los Angeles.
And
they sound super refreshing, right?
They sound refreshing, but
no traffic, nothing going on, nothing to do.
I don't know, man.
It sounds good for
it sounds exhausting. It
sounds good for a Saturday.
It sounds existentially exhausting. I think it'd be very hard. Like, this is the thing about small towns. So we go up to a small town in fucking Nevada, or we go down and like, you know, somewhere near Palm Springs, you're just like, wow, it's so quiet, it's so nice, right? And then, like, you know, 15 hours later, if someone was like, cool, well, you live here now, you'd be like, oh my god, what have I done? Oh my god, right? And I would never want that. I mean, I've lived in a small town, it fucking blows, but also, you know, I crave a slightly quieter life for sure.
I've only lived primarily in busy ass California.
Yeah. I'd love to.
Sounds nice, but I know I'd be super bored after 3 hours.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'd love to live in a
I'm just
smaller,
about,
quieter place, right? Even just like in a part of a city that is like adjacent to the city.
Brentwood.
You know what I mean? Yeah, Brentwood. Small town like Brentwood. No, I mean, it'd be really interesting to live in like Portland, Maine, or fucking, you know, Providence, Rhode Island, you know, places like that that are Salem, Oregon, you know? But I don't know.
Bend. Everyone's going to Bend.
Everybody loves
Everyone
Bend.
Loves Bend.
Tell me a fact about
Bend is the Austin of the Northwest.
Is that true?
I said it.
People say.
I said it. So it's true.
I just feel like it's one of those places everyone's going to. And
this is so funny. People are fucking hilarious. Tell me a fact about podcasts, particularly the ones you enjoy the most. And then the top post is all it says is last podcast on the left.
Oh, nice.
there's nothing else. Everybody loves Last Pod. They're the most liked. I kind of knew this, just not to the extent told. Like, Ike Turner was a piece of fucking shit. Human being.
Yeah.
Been listening to Graceland, Disgraceland, all the crazy, horrible stories of different music artists and groups.
Whoa.
Check it out.
Really?
Yeah. Ike Turner. Who's Ike Turner?
Tina Turner's abusive husband.
Oh.
All of her songs were about how she was, like, her, you know, fighting back and beating the odds was basically like her beating his beater ass, you know?
Yeah. Oh.
So fighting back against him. He was the man who was literally beating her.
Here's a good one. Stuff You Missed in History Class is absolutely phenomenal and so well researched. Their website has all the sources posted for every episode. The hosts, they've changed a couple times over the last 8+ years, are great and engaging. If they happen to get something wrong, they aren't ashamed to correct it later. Unlike us. I'm a big history nerd, and this is one that helped in my quest for learning how random pieces of history connect the world. I'd even been to visit some of the locations based solely on learning about them from the podcast. So it was full circle for me. I actually don't listen to that one. That's an interesting one to listen to.
Yeah. Huh.
Mm.
Here's a fact for you. Dan Carlin's Hardcore History is fucking long.
Oh, wow.
That is a fact, and it's true, and it's long.
That's a good pod, though.
It's so good.
Yeah. Do you listen to Dan Carlin?
No.
Oh, man. He does. His thing is like, he does wild documentaries about... He's kind of like the Ken Burns of podcasts, I guess.
His name Dan Carlin?
Dan Carlin, yeah.
I'll check this out.
He doesn't do them very often. Like he'll like they're always landmarks because like he'll post, it'll be like what's one of his most famous ones?
Mongols.
Like he did one on the Mongols, and it's like three parts.
That'd be interesting.
And each episode is 4 hours long. And
what?
Yeah, like they're crazy.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's just telling the story. Like he's not no jokes. It's only one guy.
But he's a performer the way that he tells the
for
story.
For sure, for
in
sure.
In a way that's like he's very eloquent, fun to listen to.
I like to listen to No Such Thing as a Fish. They talk about interesting and fun facts every week. Also, in case you haven't seen The Good Place, they also have an official podcast where they invite actors, writers, etc. to talk about every episode in the series. Boring. Don't like that person. Fun fact. Here are four I currently never miss. Science Versus, Crime Junkies, Ear Hustle, Crime Town. And did you read it?
Yeah, it's on the list.
It's on the list.
Tell me a fact about Peter Dinklage. Sorry, this one's really quick. I stopped on you. But Peter Dinklage was in a movie called Tiptoes.
Okay.
Cute.
Instead of casting him in the main dwarf role, they had Gary Oldman play a dwarf walking around on his knees while Dinklage had the minor supporting role.
What? Oh.
And I'm going to send you guys the link.
That's bullshit.
this is like probably the early 90s, maybe.
Wow.
That's so funny.
Wow, that's shitty. They should have had him do it.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey joint. Nice.
Cool.
Wait, what was the name of the movie?
Tiptoes.
Tiptoes, because, you know.
Huh, Tiptoes. That's pretty freaking weird. Mine is Tell Me a Fact About Bird Dicks. So.
Cool.
Yeah, so fun fact.
This is why
birds don't have them.
Wait, birds don't have dicks?
Only less than 3% of bird species have penises.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What in the world? I didn't know that.
I know.
What in tarnation, as we say?
They've been. So then someone says, ha, stupid birds don't even have dicks. And then this guy goes, or woman. Well, they've been lost several times in the evolution of birds, suggesting it's actually adaptive. One of the leading hypotheses is that it was a female-driven change in male anatomy to allow greater control over population by the female. Because the guys were just taking their dicks around everywhere, and the ladies were like, we don't have enough seeds to feed these babies.
So how funny is the idea of a bird with dick?
I love the idea.
I love the idea of a bird with a... big old hog.
Big old honker.
Yeah, I mean,
a little smoky.
The other reason why they might not have dicks is because how do you fly around with a big old smoky? You know?
How do you fly with a big smoky? Well, duck dicks are 20 centimeters long, can be maneuvered like a tentacle, and have a brush at the end for wiping away any competitor's semen.
Whoa.
But
come on.
What?
Ducks like floating. Maybe that little smoky. Big smoky gives them buoyancy.
Do people call dicks smokies? I've never heard that before.
Oh yeah.
I like that phrase.
I love calling them little smokies.
Little smokies. Like really...
those little cocktail sausages.
Do you talk to your suitors like that?
Yeah. Hey, show me a pic of your little smoky.
Let me see that little smoky.
That's the best, most like emasculating way to ask for a dick pic.
Little smoky.
Shoot me over a little pic of your little smoky.
Oh,
I don't think I'm gonna. Actually.
You know, I was going to, but I don't think I'm gonna.
I don't think I'm gonna do it anymore.
Pretty chill.
I'm just thinking about birds with dicks.
I know.
Because I think if you...
how do they mate if there isn't a dick?
Oh, God. Can you imagine the beauty of those slow motion videos? Just like a human like dick.
Flap.
A bird.
Just the way it would
but
move
not like still anatomically correct, like it wouldn't be like wildly misshapen, but just like moving in the way that a human dick moves.
Yeah,
kind of floppy as the wings.
A beautiful eagle as the eagle's flying.
Yeah, and birds are so beautiful. Like, I know. It would definitely not look as sleek.
It almost hanging out would appear as like a lure for an eagle. You know, like dangling it over like the fish.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Maybe it would jump up to eat it.
So that's actually an interesting.
And then the fish uses its dangle, its little smoky, for to get better food.
Why? Maybe. Here's I'm gonna throw out a hot take, and then we're gonna end it because a dog boots has to leave, and this is just too good of a topic for us to not end on.
True.
I don't understand why that would have evolutionarily been pulled out of the system, because that feels like a very good lure for fish.
Probably because the fish would pull the bird into the water by its little smoky, and then
the little smoky
dead.
Is the
Can you imagine
the
using
lure.
Your little smoky for a lure?
Risky.
To hunt with?
Yeah. That means it's going to bite it.
Well, that means you have to have your talons out before it bites it.
Yeah, that's really risky, guys. Ever seen us
ride the subway? That's pretty much how we do it.
It's really, really risky.
So you put your little smoky near a hole, and you wait for whatever's in that hole to come out. And when you have your hands, you pull your hands out, so you're waiting for whatever that comes out for the gopher.
Yeah.
To come out, and then you grab the gopher, and then you cook it, and you put it with some pickles and some radishes. And some mayo, and you got yourself a gopher sandwich.
My friend
lives in Topanga.
Respectfully disagree. Okay. You're not going to want
this. Well, you don't even understand what it's like to have a little smoker.
A little smoker.
My friend lives in Topanga. When he lives in a yurt, and when I go there, when you go pee, you go out in the woods.
Amazing.
You just get
he lives
great.
In a yurt.
Yes.
Amazing.
And it's nighttime, and you're out there, and you're peeing, and you're like, this is nice. But the fear of a barn owl coming down and thinking your little smoky is a mouse is legit.
Wow.
And I've sat there and like looked around. I'm like, I could lose my little smoky right now and not even see it coming.
Yeah.
Death from above.
You might not know it's gone for weeks, too.
I'm not gone for weeks. Holy, what happened to my...
Hey, wait a minute.
Where'd my Smokey?
Where's my little Smokey?
I lost it. When'd you lose it? Where'd you lose it? I don't know.
I don't even know.
A couple weeks ago, I think.
Somewhere between here and
they're
Winnemucca.
Like, oh yeah, I noticed that the other day. And you're like, why didn't you tell me that my little Smokey was gone if you knew?
What an insane thing. All right, let's end on a couple randoms.
My random that I got, and I've been saving it for a while, sketch me. Police sketch me.
Whoa.
Police sketch me?
Yes. It's like you go on and you describe a face or you describe yourself.
That's so funny.
Who do police sketches or just artists will like take your description of like your facial features and make a police sketch.
That's really cool. Why I love Reddit. Yeah. I hear that kind of shit and I'm like, what a fucking interesting thing.
I love it.
One of my favorite all-time sketch comedy bits is from Human Giant. Remember this?
Yes.
That show Human Giant with the police sketch. Do you remember that?
I do.
And basically Aziz Ansari is he's a police
sketch artist.
And, they're on a case and they describe it to him and he basically draws like a
stick figure.
No, he draws like a caricature that you would get at a mall.
Yeah.
Right. and they're like, this doesn't work. Bye dog.
Bye.
And he's like, listen, I may cut my teeth in some malls, but I'm a police sketch artist now. And they end up finding the guy and it looks exactly like the mall sketch that he made. It's like all like everything's misshapen.
That's some good.
It's very funny.
That's some good stuff.
It's a very, very good one. I'm very surprised actually I landed on this because it doesn't feel like the algorithm is designed for this, but Porn Star Planet.
Hmm.
And this is literally a subreddit seemingly dedicated to porn stars. Oh, great. My computer just died. That's going to be awkward when I open it again.
like what's going on with porn stars, like the news of the day kind of thing?
I think so. I think it's less about like, well, this is kind of an interesting thing about porn stars, right?
It's like a fanboy culture.
Yeah, well, like we're getting to the point. I don't know if it was always like this, but there's definitely a thing now where people aren't so dismissive of them. Like I think, you know, Mia Khalifa and people like that, people are just like, yeah, Mia Khalifa's like a cool... seems cool. Like she may have done porn, but she's like a star, you know? And I think that, so now we're at this time where people respect porn stars as people a little bit more. So I think this is a sub for, it's not for that, but it's kind of like, you know, fill in the blank porn star name and people go love her. Right.
Yeah. I like that. She's giving back.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Porn star charity. All right. What else
porn
you got?
Star charity.
My computer's dead.
Fuck My Shit Up was one. And
great one. Haircuts.
People getting shitty haircuts.
Yeah. Really, really shitty haircuts. And I like that one because all the posts are like worded kind of in the same way where it's like, give me the, and then like a hilarious description. And then the barber would be like, I got you, fam.
Give me that Hermé Conrad from the Futurama. Something. It's like, you're like, oh yeah, that's what it
is. Got you, fam. So funny. All right. So we're going to close this one out. This is Did You Reddit, weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
That was Dog Boobs.
This
is my free day.
I need to get a button now that says I'm Dog Boobs.
And I'm still here in studio, live.
I'm talking about little smokers and bird dicks.
I mean,
things spiraled. Yeah, I don't know.
That's why you read the facts.
That's why you read the facts. We'll be back next week, hopefully with a couple guests. We have a couple guests we're lining up. One is confirmed. He's a repeat guest. I'll give you one guess who it is. And then we have another, we have somebody else that we've reached out to that has another podcast that we like that we really want to get them on. Talk about some spooky stuff. But we'll be scheduling those soon. And if not, we're just going to keep on rolling the way we do. So like, rate, subscribe, talk to us on Instagram, send us emails at hi@didyoureddit.com, et cetera. And fucking smoke mug, guys.
Smoke mug.
Dream hard.
And smoke your little sausages.
All right. Bye.